This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, the importance of employment. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the importance of the employment in the Islamic lifestyle. When we talk about the employment and its importance, we see that Islam has given a specific importance to this topic. And Islam wants every Muslim to work hard. And even in the economics, where in the capitalism, a person can buy things and become owner, in Islam it is said that if a person harvests or he works hard, whatever he has done through that, he can gain the ownership of something and not buy money. And if there is a person who just spends money, who buys things through the money, and he does not put any effort into that work, this is not a kind of ownership that has been said in the Islamic economics, in the Islamic teachings. Therefore, it is important to work hard. And we can see that in the life of every prophet, that all prophets, they used to work hard. And they were shepherds, they used to work for the others. But the point is, they were working. They were going out and working. And through that work, they used to bring sustenance for their family. They used to bring some rizq for their family. They had income through the work which they used to do. And it is in the life of the prophets. We can see that there were many prophets who were working in the fields by themselves, where they had many people, many followers. They never asked their followers to do that. They used to do it by themselves. And even they used to feed the other companions as well in their life, and they used to bring sustenance for the community and for their family as well. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of importance of employment in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that the prophets also, all the prophets, they used to work hard. And when we look at the history, we see that in some of the narrations, there are some stories about the Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam. And it is said that when Prophet Jesus was with his companions, and whenever his companions used to become hungry, they used to ask him and used to say, Ya Ruhullah, O the Spirit of Allah, O the Jesus, we are hungry. Can you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send some food for us? Therefore, he used to knock the earth and he used to bring two breads for them. And after that, whenever they used to become thirsty, he used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the water was present in front of them. And they were thinking, these companions of the Prophet Jesus were thinking that the food is being given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The water that we drink, it's also been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we have this prophet who is praying for us and who is bringing and giving this sustenance for us. So we are the best people on this earth, and there is no one who is better than us. Therefore, they asked the Prophet Jesus that, are we the best, or is there anyone, afzalu, is there anyone who is better than us? And then the Prophet Jesus replied to them, أَفْزَلُ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بِيَدِهِ وَيَأْكُلُ مِنْ كَسْبِهِ. Know that the best of you amongst you is the one who works with his hands and he eats from what he earned through this working. And therefore, after that, these companions of Prophet Jesus, they started to wash people's clothes, and through that they had their earning. They used to wash the clothes of people they used to ask them, and through this they had their own income. So this shows us that when we talk about the working in the Islamic lifestyle, it is not just in Islam, but from Prophet Adam alayhi salam till the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the all prophets and their companions, they used to work, and every single prophet has commanded their companions, their followers, and the people who were following them to work hard, to work with these hands that are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we also need to pay attention to this topic, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.